Hello all you Disney lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Aragon for Life, Matthew Avery. In this podcast episode, just got incredible. Join me as I give my incredible review of The Incredibles 2. On Sunday, I was given the ultimate opportunity to go see The Incredibles 2 in theaters. And I have to say, it was totally worth the 14-year wait. And 14 years in the making, Pixar really outdid themselves. And I really like the little short bow in front of it. We'll get to that one later in a separate podcast. Anyway, The Incredibles 2... It started off right where the first movie left off. It started with Tony Reinger accidentally seeing Violet take off her mask and had to get his mind erased. Little known that his date on Friday was also on that Friday was also erased with Violet. And apparently, the Incredibles got in trouble and basically got arrested, and the relocation program was shut down, and they go again at Tell for 2 weeks. And Elastigirl was given a job opportunity, and she accepted. And little known that she was introduced to some new heroes. See, one of them, I can remember her name, was Void. And she could create, like portals that could transport stuff into a certain direction. I think that's a really cool power. And we introduced into a bunch of other heroes. Little did we know that Mr. Dever and Evelyn Dever. I'll let you think about that for a little bit. Evelyn Dever. Just think about it for a second. Okay. I'll let you know later. And Elastigirl was trying to catch this bad guy called the Screen Slaver. And the Screen Slaver ended up being a pizza guy, which made no sense. And Elastigirl later realized that Evelyn was behind it all. Hence the term Evelyn Dever. Hello, people. Evelyn Dever spells out perfectly Evil Endeavor. I meant to Super Carlin Brothers. They nailed that theory. Spot on. I never saw that coming. What I think of it, and like I said, it was incredible. 14 years in the making, and they really outdid themselves. And I have to say, I'll give it 2 thumbs up. I hope it wins an award or something, because they put a ton of work into this movie. And It took them a while because they had to think of a story and all that stuff. And yeah, basically, it took a while for them to think of another story to pan out at all. Anyway, like I said, I'm totally worth the wait. I can't wait for the Wreck-It Ralph 2 movie that's coming out in November and Thanksgiving. And, anyway, let's get back to The Incredibles 2. Basically, they wanted to, they probably did the 14-year wait, so, we need to make the sequel epic, so why don't we... Sorry about that, I actually bumped the switch, and my recording got stopped. Like I said, why don't we... They're probably thinking, why don't we wait 14 years for the animations to, improve vastly. Explosions and awesome effects like Moin's very good-looking teleportation skills. Oh, don't mind, that's just a rainstorm, if you can hear it. Anyway, like I said, I really enjoyed the movie, and I actually liked all the characters, and like I said, Evelyn Dever, who knew she would be the main villain? Well, Hence the nerd. Her name, Evil Endeavor, did spell out Evil Endeavor. Great job, Supercolor Bros. And, I actually had, really high hopes. I wanted to go see it. And I wanted to go see it on Saturday, but I had work, and I had a graduation party of my friend of mine I wanted to go to. So, I saved it for one of the best days, Sunday. And I met a... And I was not disappointed, because Disney and Pixar never disappoint. And I want to thank all the voices of the Incredibles 2, from like the most of the original cast, minus Dash. I want to thank them all for doing such a great job of making the Incredibles 2 that amazing. And according to random articles out there, that The Incredibles 2 grossed in $180 million at last weekend's box office. That's the 8th highest grossing opening of all time. And it actually totally makes up for the disappointment of the last Star Wars film, Solo, which I never saw, but I heard that nobody wanted, that it was a bomb. So, The Incredibles 2 made up for all that disappointment thing that Solo brought out. And basically, it was like, where do we go from there? Like, yeah, I don't know what they're gonna do. The Incredibles 2 was like so amazing that I'm hoping they get Incredibles 3 where like all the kids are. I want Incredibles 3 now, because, you know, why don't we see a point of time where the Incredibles kids, all like Violet, Dash, Jack-Jack, are all grown up. Like, you know, in the Incredibles 2, we didn't have, there was no time jump. They said what they were going to do. They did what they were going to do. They left it. They started off at the exact point where the movie ended. Well, somewhat. They actually started with Tony Reinger's memory getting wiped. And all that. Then it started with the scene with Deanna Meyer and John Ratzenberger. And The Incredibles. And all that. Like I said, really great movie. I hope these get a bunch of awards and I'm hoping people from all around the world enjoyed this. Because, like I said, Pixar worked hard on this. And this is probably going to be some of the last films we're going to be able to see with John Lasseter. Because at the end of the year, John Lasseter will be leaving Pixar to experience new projects. And John Lasseter, you did a great job. I admit it, you did a great job with The Incredibles 2. Now, why don't you go help with Wreck-It Ralph 2 now? Because you helped with Frozen. You helped with Frozen and made it a success. You helped with Wreck-It Ralph. Help with Wreck-It Ralph 2. When looking at the trailer, Wreck-It Ralph 2 looks great. Anyway, let's get back to let's get back to The Incredibles 2. I wrote about this in my journal, that The Incredibles 2 was incredible. Unfortunately, I wasn't paying attention to, like, any of the Easter eggs, like the Pizza Planet truck or the Toy Story ball or anything I would single a future film. Sadly, I did not catch any of those. If I get the movie on DVD, I'm hoping I'll look really, really close and hoping to spot these Easter eggs once The Incredibles 2 comes out on DVD, that is. I was hoping to see that kid on the bike. You know, that kid on the bike that was at the beginning of the movie when Mr. Incredible looked at that car in the first movie. And he's like, oh, I gotta set this down or that kid's gonna blow up, blow his head. head's gonna, your kid's mind's gonna blow. And the kid was in it again, near the middle. It was at the end saying, "That was totally wicked." I was actually disappointed not seeing, that was the only thing I was disappointed about, is that we did not see that kid in that movie. And all that. And we did get some characters. We got the guy from the Hero Relocation Program, it was a short time, but they shut that down. And we also got Edna Mode, who at the beginning of the film was like, "I see you on your cell phones. Enjoy the movie, darlings." It wouldn't be Incredibles 2 without Edna Mode. And Bob took Jack-Jack to the Edna Mode, Edna kind of wanted to bond with Jack-Jack. And was glad to help Bob with Jack-Jack and all. And all that. Like I said, I'm really proud of this film. Hands down, it was really great. And I'm looking forward to what Disney has in store for the future. Now, next up we're going to be talking about, basically, my true feelings of The Incredibles 2. What are my true feelings for The Incredibles 2? My true feelings? I loved it. And I loved it. I infinitely loved it. Because The Incredibles 2 was incredible. Because, like I said, they put everything into this movie, and I couldn't miss it. If I miss it, I'm going to hate myself. So I saw it on Sunday, and I loved it, hands down. And loving a movie is great for me, especially when it's Disney. Because Disney and Pixar never disappoint. Loved it. It was incredible. It was amazing. Best movie by far. Best Disney Pixar movie by far this year. Okay, that's all the time I have for this podcast. Remember, if you like this podcast, remember to go see my other podcast, or listen to my other podcast episodes, or you could go check out my Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery YouTube channel, and you can go follow me on Instagram at Matt Avery Randall, Twitter at Matt Avery Disney in all caps, and Snapchat Maves Avery. And remember, keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Andor for life, Matthew Avery. And I'll hear you in the next podcast, my friend.